Since Reformation, with Whigs in fashion, there's neither equity nor justice in the nation. Against their furies, there no such cure is. Lately hath been brought by ignoramus juries, compaction of faction that breeds all distraction. At the zenith point, but will not bear inaction. They sham us, inflame us, and ram us, and damn us, and then, in spite of law, come off with ignoramus. Oh, how they plotted, Brimigobs voted, and all the mobile the holy cause promoted. They preached up treason at every season, and taught the multitude rebellion was but treason. With breeches, impeaches, and most loyal speeches, with royal blood again to glut the thirsty leeches, they sham us, inflame us, and ram us, and damn us, and then, in spite of law, come off with ignoramus. 'Tis such a jury would pass no Tory, were he as innocent as a saint in glory. But let a brother ravish his mother, assassinate his king, he would find no other. They shamed and blamed, at loyalist aimed, but when a Whig's reprieved the town with beacons flamed, they sham us, and flam us, and ram us, and damn us, and then, in spite of law, come off with ignoramus. This ignoramus, with which they sham us, would find against a York to raise a Amos, who clears a traitor and a king-hater, against his lawful prince would find sufficient matter. They sought it and wrought it, like rebels they fought it, and with the price of royal martyrs' blood they bought it. They sham us, and flam us, and ram us, and damn us, and then, in spite of law, come off with ignoramus. At the Old Bailey, where rogues flock daily, a greater traitor far than Coleman, White, or Staley, was late indicted, witnesses cited, but then he was set free, so the king was righted. Against princes' offences, proved in all senses, but against a Whig there is no truth in evidences. They sham us, and flam us, and ram us, and damn us, and then, in spite of law, come off with ignoramus. But what you what, sir, they found it not, sir, 'twas every juror's case, and there lay all the plot, sir. For at this season, should they do reason, which of themselves should scape if they found it treason? Compassion in fashion, the interest of the nation. Oh, what a godly point is self-preservation! They sham us, and flam us, and ram us, and damn us, and then, in spite of law, come off with ignoramus. Lass, what is conscience in Baxter's own sense? When interest lies at stake, an oath and law is nonsense. Now they will banter, Quaker and ranter, to find a royalist and clear a covenanter. They'll wrangle and brangle, the soul entangle, to save the traitor's neck from the odd triangle. They sham us, and flam us, and ram us, and damn us, and then, in spite of law, come off with ignoramus. Alas, for pity of this good city, what will the Tories say in their drunken ditty, when all the abettors and monarch haters, the brethren damn their souls to save malicious traitors? But mind it, long-winded, with prejudice blinded, lest what they did reject another jury find it, then sham us, and flam us, and ram us, and damn us, when against king and law you find an ignoramus.